Sermon, Soldiers of Christ. Grythyteid, Sweden, October 24, 1885. Rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 4 to 7. It may seem difficult to rejoice in the Lord when in trouble, but we lose a great deal by giving way to a spirit of complaint. It is our privilege to have in our hearts, at all times, the peace of Christ. We should not allow ourselves to be easily disturbed. It is to test us that God brings us through trials and difficulties, and if we are patient and trustful under His proving, He will purify us from all dross and at last bring us forth with triumph and rejoicing. Great blessings are reserved for those who uncomplainingly submit to the yoke that God wishes them to bear. Adam and Eve were tested, but they did not endure the test. They fell under temptation, and their fall opened the way for sin to enter our world. Christ saw that in their own strength, human beings were unable to overcome Satan, and He came to this world to bring to men and women the power lost through disobedience. He passed over the ground where Adam stumbled and fell. For 40 days and nights he fasted in the wilderness of temptation, and there Satan came to him with great power, hoping to overcome him in his weakness. The temptations then brought upon Christ were in every way greater than those brought upon Adam, but the Redeemer did not swerve a hair's breadth from his allegiance to God. Using the weapon that is within the reach of all, the Word of God, he gained the victory, and Satan left the field a beaten foe. This has opened the way for every son and daughter of Adam to gain the victory, in the name of Jesus, over the enemy. We are soldiers of Christ on the field of battle, and we cannot expect to have an easy time. We must obey the orders of our captain. He is leading his army on to victory. All that we have to do is to keep close watch of him and obey his orders, and we shall be successful in fighting the battles of the Lord. When we think of our sinfulness and our unworthiness, it seems that we can never perfect a character fit for heaven. And in our own strength, we cannot. But Christ has promised to impute to us His righteousness. This righteousness will not be given to us without a determined effort on our part. We are exhorted to fight the good fight of faith, that we may lay hold on eternal life. We are to stand firm in defense of the faith once delivered to the saints. I thank God that light has come to this place. Although it may seem that you are alone, yet you are not alone, for Christ is with you. You are in blessed company. And you have the words sounding down along the line from the prophets and apostles to encourage you in steadfastness. Many of these holy men lost their lives because of their faithfulness to God. If you suffer for the truth's sake, remember that this is no more than others have done before you. What trials and afflictions Paul endured, and yet he says, "Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, 18. When difficulties arise, as they will, remember that Jesus is by your side, a very present help in time of need. To meet trial bravely is part of the Christian warfare, and in this warfare, all heaven is interested. Christ knows what temptations you will meet. He knows that when one accepts the truth, he will have a cross to lift, and he is ready to give the needed help. Let the light of truth shine forth in your life. Do you say, "How shall I let it shine?" If before you accepted the truth, you were impatient and fretful, let your life now show to those around you that the truth has had a sanctifying influence upon your heart and character. That instead of being fretful and impatient, you are now cheerful and uncomplaining. Thus you reveal Christ to the world. If, after accepting the truth, you are sad and gloomy, cast down by discouragement, you give evidence that you do not enjoy the peace of God. You are misrepresenting Him by giving others a false impression regarding the religion of Christ. How can you rise above this depression and unbelief? In everything, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. For the keeping power of God through Jesus Christ, and the peace of God will rest upon you. If you believe that Jesus will do just as He has said He would, the peace that passeth all understanding will rest upon you. At the moment when you are offering your prayer for help, you may not feel all the joy and blessing that you would like to feel. But if you believe that Christ will hear and answer your petition, the peace of Christ will come. If you rely upon His word, the promise will be fulfilled, as surely as the throne of God exists. Cherish the Spirit that filled the heart of Christ, and then you can lift up holy hands to God without wrath and doubting. Remember that there are greater trials you may be called to meet than you have yet met. But if you take hold upon the strength of the mighty Helper, and not reason with your adversary, and never complain of God, His promises will be verified. The experience that you gain today in trusting Him will help you in meeting the difficulties of tomorrow. Each day you are to come, trusting as a little child, drawing nearer to Jesus and heaven. In meeting with unwavering trust in God, the daily trials and difficulties, you will again and again test the promises of heaven. And each time you will learn a lesson of faith. Thus you will gain strength to resist temptation, and when the harder trials come, you will be able to endure. I wish that I had power to present before you as they are the high privileges that you may enjoy. I wish I could tell you how willing Christ is to impart His blessings to you, to tell it in such a way that you would become sure that He is more willing to give you His Holy Spirit than parents are to give good gifts to their children. This world is not our home. We are only pilgrims and strangers here. This world is the place in which we are to gain a preparation for the home above. Here, all roughness, all unchristlikeness, is to be taken out of our characters, and by the discipline of trial, we are to be made ready for a place in the temple of God. In God's workshop, we are to be hewed and fitted for the place He wants us to occupy in His building. Every man has his work to do to be a representative of Christ to all unbelievers. Our special work is to represent the character of Christ at all times and in all places. Let us carry to our neighbors in kindness and love the precious light of truth. If we are faithful in the discharge of the daily duties that come to us, we shall at last have a place in the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for those who love Him.